May I ask Canon Adrian Dufferin of Great St Mary's to welcome us to this interfaith civic event to mark Holocaust Memorial Day.
Thank you, Eva. Deputy Lieutenant, Deputy Mayor, Vice Chair, Vice Leader, members of Cambridge City Council and our speakers, Eva Clark, BEM, Michael Rosen, former Children's Poet Laureate, broadcaster, writer, and much more. Eric Marangwa, MBE, our MP, Daniel and Budge, Barry and colleagues from Jimmy's Homeless Shelter, all of you who have come to join us, and especially the young people, singers and poets and schoolchildren who are participating today. The warmest of welcomes to Great St Mary's, both the University Church and the Civic Church here at the heart of Cambridge. And we are deeply honoured here to have been asked by the city to host this year's Holocaust Memorial Day civic service as an interfaith occasion. For more than eight centuries, Great St Mary's has stood at the heart of Cambridge between the market and the university, a place for the whole of Cambridge to come together to mourn, to celebrate, to learn, and to remember. And whatever your faith, or wherever you're from, be at home here in this place and know that you are welcome as you are. Today we come together on this Holocaust Memorial Day to remember the millions of people murdered in the Holocaust under Nazi persecution and in the genocides of more recent years. We will reflect on this year's international theme, Torn from Home, through song, poetry, and the personal stories of survivors of the Holocaust, and in particular, to mark the 25 years since the genocide of the Tutsi in Rwanda. Finally, today is one of the first times we have gathered as a civic community since the unexpected tragic death of the mayor of Cambridge, Nigel Gawthrop, a friend to me and to so many here in Cambridge. We'll be paying tribute to Nigel at the end of the programme, but we would like to begin today's event with a minute of silence to remember Nigel, also for everyone gathered to take time to remember those missing from their lives and to think about all those whom we love but see no longer.